This is described very well in the book, but it's a process where if I am in starting to look or exploit an opportunity in an area where there isn't a lot of knowledge. So you might think of, in pharmaceuticals, in electronics, where there's brand new ideas, where you really don't know how feasible the invention or idea is, okay? Then you've got to use a technique that allows you to discover more without investing an enormous amount of money. You don't want to invest heavily too early in an idea that isn't proven that it can be successful. So discovery-driven planning, if you like, it's a stage gate process of planning where we take an idea where we really don't know if it's going to work. We make assumptions about what might happen, and we use time and experience to convert those assumptions into real knowledge. Once we have the real knowledge and it meets our criteria, we then take the project to the next stage. A good example that we probably can all maybe identify with is if you think back to the 60s when President Kennedy, I think it was at the time, basically came out early 60s and said, we're going to land a man on the moon within 10 years. The NASA people got extremely scared. Because at that point in time, they hadn't even put a man into orbit. So they didn't know how to get a man into orbit, never mind traveling to the moon, landing on the moon, walking on the moon, and getting back safely. So what they did was they took stages of the project, and they took the first task as discovering what are the variables around trying to get a man spaceship into orbit, first of all. Once they had that knowledge, they were able to take the next step and convert the assumptions that they made into knowledge about the behavior in space, the behavior of aircraft in space, and how space would affect humans. Does that make sense? So you take things step by step, and you discover, as you go along, knowledge which converts your assumptions into real knowledge that you can then use going forward. Entrepreneurs focus on doing. They don't spend a lot of time analyzing the data and reanalyzing the data. They see opportunities that are fleeting. But they take the information and knowledge they have and they get doing, get acting. In large businesses, quite often, we see managers paralyzed by analysis. Analysis paralysis. They keep running the numbers again and again and again and again until they can get 100% sure that the whatever they're going to do is going to work. Entrepreneurs take small amount of information, try things out. They get doing. They act. Because they know it's much more costly to be slow than to be wrong. Does that make sense? It's more costly when you've got a fleeting opportunity, market opportunity, it's more costly to be slow than to be wrong. So they also then, using this process of discovery-driven planning, they adapt and change direction very quickly when they learn more about the environment and about what's going on. Entrepreneurs engage the energies. They involve people within and outside the business. They are fantastic at creating networks. I work a lot with small businesses, and it is absolutely fantastic to see how much they can get done in the early stages of their business growth when they have very few employees. They have friends who are lawyers. They have family members who are accountants. And they get all of these people working for them for free. They use their social capital. They absolutely use every contact that they have and capitalize on it. And they create very wide networks with through their customers, through their suppliers, and stakeholders in general. So they're fantastic at that. In terms of engaging the energies internally, they tend to be quite visionary people. So they have this ability to create a big picture of how the future is going to look, how success is going to look. And they really get people excited about what they're trying to do. That in turn leads to huge energy within the company and a lot of very positive productivity from employees.